Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: The Gospel of Peace. Chapter 5. The Peace that is Sovereign Even in Contexts of Conflicts. In their approach to defining some specific terms, themes, or topics, people are often not limited to only making use of direct definitions of the related subject, but they also end up using approaches of what is the opposite or antonym of the point being analyzed or commented. Therefore, when the analysis of the subject opposite to that which is addressed in a given topic is placed on the agenda, it might be seen that this means is also used especially regarding the topic of peace, for the very definitions of peace in the dictionaries emphasize that peace is also the absence of its opposite, as can be seen in the references exemplified below. A. Notes described in the online Bible and related to the comments of the Strong's Greek Lexicon. Peace. 1. Rest, quietness. 2. A state of national tranquility, exemption from the rage and havoc of war. 3. Peace between individuals, that is, harmony, concord. 4. Security, safety, prosperity, felicity, because peace and harmony make and keep things safe and prosperous. B. Translated from many dictionary Luft. Peace. Absence of conflicts or disturbances. Harmony. Cessation of hostilities. Silence, quietness. C. Google Dictionary. Peace. Freedom from disturbance. Quiet and tranquility. Freedom from or the cessation of war or violence. D. Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Peace. A state of tranquility or quiet, such as freedom from civil disturbance. A pact or agreement to end hostilities between those who have been at war or in a state of enmity. Freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. Harmony in personal relations. On the other hand, stating that peace is the absence of conflict does not always match what the scriptures say about what peace is. When we look at the narratives in the scriptures about Adam and Eve, we can see that in Eden they lived in peace with God, between themselves, and with the creation, and even in spite of that, they were not exempt from being exposed to the temptation or conflict of obedience to the proposition of sin presented by the devil through the serpent. When the Lord Jesus announces that he is willing to grant us his peace even while we are still living on earth, he also shows us that his peace is not expressed only in a condition of a complete absence of conflict, because in the present world a person never lives in an entire state of absence of conflicts directed at him or her. Even if a person tries to isolate oneself from contact with other people in the world, one will still be subject to conflicts that arise from his or her own flesh. Galatians 5, 17. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. If the peace of Christ could be known and experienced only in the absence of conflicts and not in victory over them, the peace of God would not be capable enough to manifest itself sovereign over all things or in all circumstances through which a Christian passes on earth. The peace of God, therefore, can be known and received by a person who is still living and walking on earth, that is, the Lord can provide his peace amply to an individual even though he or she is still living in the present world's environment of conflicts. Luke 21, 33-36. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. John 16, 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John 14, 1. Let not your heart be troubled, you believe in God, believe also in me. Knowing that the peace of the Heavenly Father and Christ can be granted to a person despite contrary circumstances that may surround this individual, also demonstrates the greatness of the Lord's peace and that this peace is not subject to any circumstances that oppose it. Just as the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God are not defined by what human beings define about them, so the peace of God is not limited or cannot be restricted to the definitions that human beings attribute to it. What is given from heaven to people on earth is also defined, established, and described according to the conditions that the kingdom of heaven have established for each gift, and not according to the improper definitions that some listeners and recipients wish or try to attribute to what the Lord offers them. Just as light is sovereign over darkness, so also the peace of God is sovereign over the circumstances that oppose it. And just as God is not remodeled by what people do or fail to do, so also the peace of God and in God does not suffer changes even if on earth people indulge in conflicts and wars among themselves. While the world seeks to define peace as the absence of the opposite of peace, the scriptures teach us that the opposite of peace is the lack of true peace, even if it seems that there are no external conflicts and wars around a particular person or a group of people. Even when surrounded by terrible conflicts and oppositions against his life while he was in the flesh on earth, the Lord Jesus Christ did not lose his peace because there was no absence of conflicts, as well as he did not respond to the insults against him with other affronts, but he responded to the attacks preaching or evangelizing peace and granting heavenly peace to all who wanted to receive it as well. The peace that Christ evangelized, preached and offered, is not the peace that the world defines and evangelizes, announces and offers, nor it is the peace that the religions of the kingdoms of the world and devoid of God's righteousness offer. John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.